السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق، فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. المحترم بايو دوستو بزرگو، my dear respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every single one of us a very limited life inside of this dunya. And it's very important that we treasure and we value and we appreciate every single moment, every single second of this life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a roadmap how to live this life in such a manner through which we can reach the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us a guide, someone who will guide us on this path, to ensure that we don't make mistakes, to ensure that at every single second and at every single stage of our life, we are walking on the straight path. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, an oath upon the Quran. والقرآن الحكيم, I take a qasam, an oath in this Quran, that إنك لمن المرسلين. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are definitely from the messengers. You have not invented anything. You have not come up with anything. Rather, this deen which you are preaching, this religion which you are propagating, it's the divine religion. It's the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you with. Allah takes a qasam, an oath, والقرآن الحكيم. And we can imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He takes a qasam, an oath, He can take a qasam on anything. But Allah ta'ala chooses to take a qasam upon the Qur'an. Meaning, I take a qasam upon this Qur'an, that this Qur'an is so amazing, and so beautiful, and so divine, that the fact that you have brought this Qur'an shows that you're a truthful person. A liar cannot bring something like the Qur'an. An imposter, a fraud, cannot bring something like the Qur'an. It's impossible. That's why Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam upon the Qur'an that you are from the messengers. Allah has sent you as a Rasul. عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And you are on the right path. Anybody who follows you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is going to be rightly guided. There's no chance, there's no doubt. Nowadays we live in a day, an age of confusion and doubt and misinformation. And people question Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, is this man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a suitable role model? Especially with the changing of cultures and the changing of civilization and technology and everything. People say, do we still need to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or do we have more relevant role models who are appropriate for this day and age? But Allah's qasam in this Quran, it stands true. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are from the mursaloon, you are from the messengers, and your path is the straight path. Anyone who follows you will be rightly guided. They cannot miss the target. But when you start following other role models, other options, other alternatives, then there is 100% chance that you will go off the path. So Allah Ta'ala makes this very clear. Beautiful surah, Surah Yasin, surah filled with hidayah and surah filled with dalail and evidences to prove Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness. When these first few ayahs of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes this, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your people may doubt you. Because the people in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they can't even imagine a Nabi being sent. They can't even imagine a Nabi. Because there's been such a long gap between the last Nabi that was sent to the Quraysh. The last Nabi that was sent was Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Between Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, there's such a large gap that people have totally given up any expectation of prophets. This was different to the Banu Israel, who were used to Nabi after Nabi after Nabi. Ishaq alayhi salam, and then Yaqub alayhi salam, and then his children, all of the prophets that came. So they were used to it, rather they were anticipating. They were waiting for a Nabi. But the Banu Ismail, the people of Quraysh, they had no hope of a Nabi. And then Allah is sending a Nabi, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very hard for them to digest and accept. And on top of that, this Nabi is not just a normal Nabi who is sent to one small village or town or city. This Nabi is the Nabi of humanity. And this Nabi is the last Nabi. And this Nabi is the one whose teachings are going to be valid till the day of Qiyamah. It's a lot for them to accept and to take in. But how can such a person be sent to us? It's very hard to digest, very hard to accept. And that's why in the Quran, many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than speaking to the whole of humanity, Allah speaks directly to Quraysh. Because Quraysh need to be convinced. They're finding it very hard to grasp this, accept this. The Nabi is doing miracles in front of them, but still there's this doubt. How can a Nabi be sent to us? How can a Nabi, and the best of all of Allah's Nabis, the last of all of Allah's Nabis, whose job is to invite the entirety of mankind. That's why many times Allah Ta'ala in the Quran uses this approach, directly speaking to Quraysh. Oh Quraysh, oh Quraysh, oh Quraysh, oh Quraysh. Why don't you wake up? Why don't you realize that this Nabi is indeed truthful? So here in Surah Yasin, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, again addressing the Quraysh, لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala is sending a Nabi to such a group of people whose forefathers have not been warned. No Nabi has come to their forefathers since Ismail alayhi salam. So it's harder for them to accept, and Allah Ta'ala understands this. Allah Subhanallah, the Quran is beautiful. The way Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addresses different groups and people, it's Allah is speaking to them sentimentally, emotionally. And the Quraysh is that group of people in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala so beautifully speaks to them. And Allah reminds them of His favors in Surah Al-Fil, in Surah Quraysh. Allah Ta'ala reminds them, oh Quraysh, why don't you people? You people should have been the first people to believe in me. You people should have been the first to support my messenger, my Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you people turned him away. Don't you remember what I've done for you? The incident of Fil, which you people hold so famously. An army was coming to destroy the Kaaba, an army of elephants. What your mind could never comprehend. The most unique, most strange thing ever to happen. It's normal for armies to come and try and conquer territories. But an army of elephants, they came to destroy the Kaaba, and you had no hope. You had no strength. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, he went in front of the Kaaba and he held the cloth of the Kaaba and he was cried in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Abraha confiscated 100 of his camels, he went to Abraha, and Abraha got off his seat and he sat down because he could see in this man, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, had this ru'b, this awe. So Abraha saw him walking in and he got off his pulpit and he sat down because he couldn't make him sit on his chair with him, so he sat down on the floor. And then when he asked him, why did you come? Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, he said, I've come for my 100 camels. Abraha said, this whole time I had so much respect of you. I thought you were coming here to ask about your Kaaba, to protect your Kaaba. You are concerned about your 100 camels. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, he said, that ana rabbul ibil. I'm the owner of the camels. It's my job to look after the camels. Walil bayti rabbun yahfazuhu. That the house of Allah also has a protector who will look after it. And then later when he went to the Kaaba, he held the cloth of the Kaaba and he said, Allahumma, إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ يَمْنَعُ رَحْلَهُ فَامْنَعْ رِحَالَكَ وَانْصُرْ عَلَى آلِ الصَّلِيبِ وَعَابِدِيهِ الْيَوْمَ آلَكَ لَا يَمْنَعَنَّ صَلِيبَهُمْ وَمِحَالَهُمْ أَبَدًا مِحَالَكَ. So this beautiful poetry. And it showed that Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had this understanding of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. Even though it was not the time, it was time of fatrah, it was a time when there was no revelation, but still he had this understanding that only Allah can protect this Kaaba, his house. So he held the cloth of the Kaaba and he cried and he did dua that, oh Allah, inna al-qawma yamna' rahlahu, a person, he protects his family, famna' rihalaka, and he protects his home. Oh Allah, you protect your house. وَانْصُرْ عَلَىٰ آلِ الصَّلِيبِ وَعَابِدِهِ الْيَوْمَ آلَكَ. Today, against these worshippers of the cross, only you can protect your house protected. لَا تَمْنَعَنَّ صَلِيبَهُمْ وَمِحَالَهُمْ أَبَدًا مِحَالَكَ. Their cross and their plans and their plots today should not be able to overcome your plans, O Allah. And he cried, and he held the cloth of the Kaaba. And then he said to the Quraysh, everybody go. Allah will look after his house. And subhanAllah, the way Allah destroyed that army of elephants, it was ajeeb, it was strange. The people of Quraysh were shocked. And remember, the incident of the elephant took place just about 55 to 60 days before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it was common knowledge that Allah had destroyed an army of elephants who had dared to march on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. Allah had shown his strength in front of the people. Normally this is something which you don't see. You know, Allah Ta'ala operates behind the scenes. This is sunnatullah. You don't see Allah's assistance right away in front, you know, because otherwise the test doesn't stand anymore. But here Allah's help came right in front of everyone. That's why Allah Ta'ala mentions, أَلَمْ تَرَى كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Have you not seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed the army of the elephants? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not seen this. But because it was such common knowledge that this adab had come upon the army of the elephants, Allah Ta'ala says, have you not seen how Allah destroyed? Meaning it was common knowledge, it was mutawatir, it was widely accepted. So the point is, this Quraysh, this group of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them, oh Quraysh, I have helped you in so many ways. I destroyed the army of the elephant. I helped you in such a way that you would not have even expected. Why? Because you are the neighbors of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions Surah Quraysh. So here in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again mentions, oh, people of Quraysh, why don't you accept? So the point I was mentioning is that this messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a true messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in many different ways establishes the authenticity of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala doesn't have to. Allah ta'ala doesn't have to establish the authenticity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's job to prove with his akhlaq and his goodness, which he did. But on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person studies the Qur'an, through the Qur'an, a person can gain true recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of all of the tenets, all of the articles of deen. A person gets this yaqeen. So it's very important that we study the Qur'an. We build this nisbah, this bond with the Qur'an. Especially in this age of misguidance and this age of confusion, it's more important that we, first of all, learn how to recite the Qur'an. Thereafter, we learn the meanings of the Qur'an and the message of the Qur'an. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, if a king was to send a letter to the people, people would spend so long in trying to decipher, what is the king saying to me? What is the important message? The king doesn't write khamakha letters, waste of time letters. The king obviously is trying to get a very important message through to the people. King Charles, now mashallah, we've been coronated. Now if he wants to write a letter to the people of Masjid Hamza, everybody in Masjid Hamza is going to get together. And if it's very hard words, we're going to sit with our dictionary. What is he trying to say? We don't want to get the wrong end of the stick. We want to know exactly what he's saying to us. Because it's important. Why is the king going out of his way to write a letter to us? This is Allah Rabbul Alameen, King of all kings. And he's written a letter to each and every single one of us. It's not for the scholars. Kabas, the ulama read the Quran and they understand it and they benefit from it. Every human being, this Quran is a direct letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, whenever I want to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I engage in dua, I engage in salah. And whenever I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to me, I need my Rabb to communicate with me, I recite the Quran. Allah ta'ala is directly speaking to me. So we need to take, we need to have importance of this. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Quran? So mashallah, I'll mention probably later as well that we're starting some Quran classes in the masjid as well for our brothers to benefit from, improve their tajweed, improve their Quranic recitation. So if anyone is interested in benefiting from these classes, improving their Quranic recitation, then on top of that, we also have our classes in which we both learn the Arabic language, we teach the Arabic language, we teach the deeper meanings of the Quran, the tafsir of the Quran, the explanation of the Quran. We should all have this desire, because we are all in need of guidance, especially nowadays, we're all in need of guidance. Everybody is confused. Everybody doesn't know, and mashallah, people are going, unfortunately, on social media, on internet, and getting the wrong understanding of deen. So let's connect with these classes, these opportunities that we have, inshallah. Before, when people don't attend the classes, then the people providing the opportunities just get fed up and say, oh, nobody's going to attend anyway. They've got other things to do. So let's latch on to these opportunities, connect ourselves with these classes, inshallah, and benefit. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah. Yes, subhanakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
Just a few announcements, inshallah. Last Friday, the collection that was raised, Pichle collection jama ki gayi hai, was £855. Allah Ta'ala saathiyon ki donations qabool farmaye. Aur Nanu Mia sahab aur unki family ke liye dua ki darkhast ki gayi hai. Allah Ta'ala unki nek hajat ko pura farmaye, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farmaye. Isi tarah Raja Shabaz Khan aur Shamir Ahmed دونوں کی وفات ہو گئی ہے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو غریق رحمت فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے اور ان کے جنازہ آج سینٹرل مسجد میں 2 بجے ادا کی جائے گی تو ساتھ ہی اس میں کوشش کرے کہ اس میں ضرور شرکت فرمائے نماز کے بعد Once again inshallah very quickly like I was made the announcement we're starting some Quran classes in the masjid so mashallah we have myself we have Marna Adam Sahib. So inshallah the classes are set to be after Fajr Salah. Early in the morning you can attend the Fajr Salah and then we can benefit from the Quran gatherings. And it's the best time of the morning where our mind is fresh. Inshallah we can benefit the most. But if anyone does have any other suggestions or alternatives or they have any other time that they can commit to, you can approach myself, you can approach Marna Adam Sahib and inshallah we can arrange that as well. We're trying to start these classes in the masjid, so please do try and benefit. And specifically those for those people who want to memorize anything of the Qur'an, do any form of hifz, or anyone who is a hafiz of the Qur'an who has memorized some portions of the Qur'an, but are struggling to remember them or revise them, so inshallah we can, it's a golden opportunity to inshallah benefit from these classes. Jazakallah khairan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي بتحميده يستفتح كل باب وبذكره يصدر كل خطاب ونتوب إليه توبة من يوقن أنه رب الأرباب ومسبب الأسباب ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة تنقذنا من هول يوم العرض والحساب وتمهدنا عند الله زلفى وحسن مآب. أما بعد، فإن التوبة عن الذنوب بالرجوع إلى ستار العيوب وعلام الغيوب مبدأ طريق السالكين ورأس مال الفائزين وأول إقدام المريدين ومفتاح استقامة المائلين ومطلع الاصطفاء والاجتباء للمقربين. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن العبد إذا اقترف ثم تاب تاب الله عليه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر. وقال ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه: الندم توبة والتائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: فمن تاب من بعد ظلمه وأصلح فإن الله يتوب عليه إن الله غفور رحيم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه. وقال: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rows. Sufa Durus Sarman Lijega. Please make sure mobile phones are turned off. خالی جگہوں کو پور فرما دیجئے، کسی کے سامنے کوئی جگہ ہو تو اس کو آگے بڑھ کے اس کو پورا فرما دیجئے.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام عليك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعل لي مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.